Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of January 2022 for all life path numbers. It feels a bit surreal that we're already stepping into 2022, so Happy New Year! Before we get into the reading, I do want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you're interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So, 2022 is a six universal cycle, and it's much different energy than the fast-paced, sort of frenetic, transformative, expansive, big energy of the five cycle of 2021. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, listening to your 2022 forecast for your personal life path number to gain a better understanding of this six universal year-long cycle that we're all stepping into, because it's going to be a powerful year. For January specifically, we are stepping into a seven universal cycle for the month. So collectively, we will all feel this energy in some way. So for those that are new to my channel, please understand that first and foremost, I'll go over the energy for the collective, and this includes you, and then I dive more specifically into the individual life path energy for the month. So it all works in tandem, so I highly suggest just getting cozy and listening to the entire video. So, the seven energy throughout January can sort of have us focusing more on our holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. What are we feeding our own life force? This isn't only referring to, of course, nutrients for the physical body, but what are we ingesting into our mind and our spirit as well? Who and what are we surrounding ourselves with? If the energy we are inviting in, body, mind, spirit, is more toxic than healthy, chaotic rather than soothing, aggressive over calm, and overall negative over positive, then that is the fuel that the entire vehicle and our presence, body, mind, spirit, is running on. So think about how that will affect how you feel, how you treat others, how you treat yourself, and your overall outlook on life. Under this seven energy, we may find that the universe presents us with some kind of roadblock to sort of force us to put the brakes on, to take a closer look at where it is we can make some adjustments to how we treat ourselves, all of ourselves, right? Like, again, holistically, body, mind, spirit. Perhaps we need to distance ourselves from certain relationships, to take a break from the news, social media, to spend more quality time in solitude and with the people whose cups are always full and don't expect us to deplete our own in order to fill theirs up. So perhaps there is a call to get reconnected this month to our own spiritual side and spend more time connecting with Mother Earth and allow her healing energies to rejuvenate our spirit. This month is the perfect time to do a major check-in and do any maintenance work that we have been neglecting on ourselves so that we don't get to the point of needing full-on repair. Listen to your body this month and don't subscribe to any level of guilt or shame when it comes to your self-care and taking the time for that self-care, whatever that looks like for you. The world will be there when you reemerge, right? This seventh cycle encourages us to retreat, to reflect, to heal, and to focus on our own holistic health. Under this influence, this is not a time to be impulsive, to take big risks, if you can avoid it. Now, of course, life happens, right? Sometimes we have to make those big decisions, take those big risks, regardless of what the astrology, the numerology, or the energy sort of dictates. And so, of course, follow your heart, follow your circumstances, use your logic, whatever. Do what you need to do. But if you can avoid it, this is going to be a time, again, just think of like sinking into the stillness, doing things a little bit more organically, taking your time, taking time for solitude. thinking things through. Seven energy is very, very, very connected to the metaphysical, but they're also very, it's a very, also a very practical energy. It's also very connected to the earth. And so there is practicality around this where there's not a whole lot of impulsivity at times. It's more reflective. It kind of takes its time. It wants to make sure that even though it's the bridge between the metaphysical and the physical, what it's bringing into the physical, that energy wants to make certain that it's something that is worth bringing into the physical. So again, just take your time under this energy. You don't have to be impulsive. Just make sure that what you're manifesting, what you're bringing in, is what you want to bring in. This is an energy where little effort is going to be required for things to come to completion now. You've already done the hard work, the heavy lifting, the input, all of those things. And so now it's going to be a time for, again, sort of sinking into receptivity mode and being open to receiving the rewards, the gifts, the fruition of, you know, the completion, the tangibles of what it is you've been working so hard towards, which is really kind of beautiful because it's like if you've really, you know, if 2021 was a tumultuous year and you had to put a lot of effort into a lot of things and whatnot, this month is really saying, let's capture those rewards. Let's let the rewards come to us. Think of like the spider who's built its web and now it's allowing its nutrients to come to it. It's not seeking it out. That's really kind of like the seven energy for this month. It's, I believe in astrology, there's several planets that are retrograde. And so this is a time for, again, reflections, receptivity, allowing the nutrients to come to you holistically, body, mind, spirit. And you get to decide whether you're going to eat that nutrients or not, right? Body, mind, spirit. So again, this is going to be a time for and a period for sort of watching and waiting and let this cycle work for you. This is a lovely time for vacations, for staycations, for writing that book that you've always wanted to write, for taking a class that sort of expands the mind, especially if it's anything to do with like theology, religion, metaphysics, mystical teachings, yoga, astrology, numerology, and so on. So things that are sort of not necessarily taboo, but sort of outside the mind that would allow you to expand the mind in a way. This is a great energy for really diving into those sort of classes and taking some kind of maybe lecture or workshop or something like that, where you're not expending a lot of energy per se, but you're expanding the mind and expanding the spirit, right? With that little physical effort. So listen to your own internal promptings at this time and pay extra attention to your dreams, your visions, your intuition now. Again, this is very feminine, divine feminine energy, receptivity, stillness, reflection, sinking into, again, the stillness. Where is your soul gently leading you now? This isn't about forcing. This isn't about aggression. This isn't about, again, sort of that more aggressive action of the masculine energy. This is very receptive, very still, very organic and soft energy. So again, where is your soul gently leading you now? The messages can come in as a whisper, but they can also feel like a lightning bolt when you receive it and when you hear it. So overall, with this seven illumination, do not fight the urge for rest, rejuvenation, and inner reflection. Much can be learned and discovered during this quieter, softer cycle if we listen. You can get answers to some really big questions during this cycle, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive. So be receptive to what the universe is trying to show you now through the stillness. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the individual life path number. Life path 33-6. I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got dragonfly spirit. Dragonfly's message is truth transcends illusion. Let me try that one more time. Truth transcends illusion. And so I feel like for this month for you all, there's going to be some things coming in for you that brings you some clarity, some inner knowing, being able to see things that maybe were behind the veil before. Again, a lot of times in the 3D reality, so much of what we see is not the reality. You know what I'm saying? It's like people can, you know, wear masks, put on facades, whatever the case may be, and we don't get the full picture. We don't get the full story. Same thing with our own journey. We don't always have all the answers. We don't always know everything, right? And we're not meant to. And so that even includes when we're trying to get to our own truth. Like, what do we believe? What do we want? You know, how do we want to create? How do we want to live our life? Who do we want to surround us with, ourselves with? What do we want to participate in? All of these things. These are all like getting to the truth of self. And sometimes that truth is clouded by the expectations of others. Again, what our family has told us we should be doing, what our spouse, our partner has expected of us to do, friends, family, colleagues, you know, bosses, whatever. And so our own inner truth sometimes gets clouded by those expectations. And so that light starts to dim a little bit, right? Or a lot. And we kind of get off track a little bit and we start following somebody else's truth. And that doesn't really resonate with us. And then we wonder why we feel burnout or why we feel drained or why we feel, you know, that lust for life, that spark is gone. And so I feel like this month you're going to have some epiphanies. You're going to have some light shed on that inner truth. That fire is going to be reignited. You're going to be able to really face that straight up, right? Like, you're going to be able to no longer avoid it. Let's put it that way. And not necessarily that you're going to start taking action on that to like where you can start to express yourself in the way you want to express yourself or go for that job you've always wanted to go for or create the job you've always wanted to create or whatever. But I feel like you're going to start getting that feeling that like something's off, something, you're not showing up as authentically yourself as much as you want to. And so that process will begin to start shedding those layers of those external expectations so that you can start showing up more authentically, so that you can start showing up in a way that feels most aligned with your inner being, right? And so I feel like you're going to have some opportunity to sort of shed some light on that. And then it's going to be up to you what action items you take on, right? So that you can begin that process. But again, I don't really feel like this month is going to be the month where you start to take that action, because I do also feel like it's a lengthy process. But I feel like this is going to be the initiation phase. This is where things really start coming in, where you start to really hone in on where it is you're showing up for somebody else that's inauthentic to you, and where you want to start to alleviate that, and where you want to start to rectify it in a way that it's working for you. You know what I'm saying? And where you're stepping into your own truth. So I think Dragonfly is really coming in to say, there's some changes coming here, and these changes have to do with your inner truth and really honoring that inner truth. Because remember, my truth is going to be different from yours. Yours is going to be different from mine. We each have our own truth, right? Which creates our beliefs, which creates our actions, which creates our experience in a way, and what we manifest. So again, if we're taking on somebody else's truth and trying to live by that, then what we are creating, including the experience that we're creating and living in, is somebody else's truth, and it's not going to feel fully aligned for us. And so I do feel 33s that this is going to start coming in pretty strongly for you, I believe, to the point where it's going to be in your awareness and you're not going to be able to avoid it. And it's going to ruffle feathers, right? And that's okay. It's, you know, you did not come here to fit into a mold, especially as a 33. You came here to shine that enormous, beautiful, radiant light and to bring beauty into this world just by being who you are. And if you aren't being authentically you, then you're not fulfilling that, right? Fulfilling that sort of quote unquote mission. You know what I mean? Like, your soul signed up as a 33 for a very specific reason or reasons, right? And if you're not living authentically, then you can't possibly be fully stepping into that 33 energy, that beauty, that light, right? I mean, you can't completely dim it. It's always there. People are always going to be attracted to you and drawn to you and drawn to your energy. But imagine how bright that would be, like the sun, if you're living authentically, if you're showing up in a way that just ignites your spirit and you're living in a soulful way. So I feel like that's going to be highlighted for you all this month really, really strongly. And it's also embraced, it's also encouraged by the seventh cycle that we're in for January. Because again, it's asking you to fall into this stillness, into receptivity, into sort of going within and doing that checks and balances to make sure that you're feeling aligned body, mind, and spirit. And so those areas where you don't feel aligned, for those areas where you feel like you're showing up for somebody else and it's not authentic to you, or you're living somebody else's truth and not your own, this energy this month is really going to help you to face that, to look at that and see how you can make adjustments so that, you know, you can let that inner sun shine. So I do see some changes on the horizon for you just with Dragonfly coming in. But those changes are helping you to shed the layers that aren't yours and to fully emerge as that bright, beautiful butterfly that you are. So when I look at the energy of the overall for the month, obviously that's all incorporated into it. But beginning of the month, it's interesting. I'm getting this sense of like this really creative life force energy coming through you at this time. So there may be something where you just feel you want to create. You don't know what you want to create, but you know you want to create something. You could want to start a family. You could want to just paint or learn the violin or something like that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do whatever this is for an exchange of money or whatever, or even an exchange of energy. Sometimes we just do these things. We express this creative life force because it feels good, because it's part of who we are, and that brings us joy, and that joy ignites that passion, and it's just like a, you know, an eternal flame type thing. And so we feed that flame. And so I'm just getting this really creative energy coming through. And so honor that if that comes through for you. If you need to create time within your day, you know, within your schedule, to be able to take time out for yourself, to do one of your hobbies, to learn something new, to learn, you know, maybe learn a new language, maybe it's travel, something like that, something that's going to like expand the mind and the, you know, with the senses, and that will allow you to add to your repertoire when it comes to your own creative process. So again, this would be a great time to sign up for a class, to sign up for a seminar, a retreat, whatever speaks to you. And don't necessarily find ways to restrict yourself from doing that, right? Like, oh, I don't have the time, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the whatever. If it's coming in for you and it keeps coming in for you, I would say explore it and see how you can make it happen, because there's something there that you're meant to build on. So this is going to be, this is that energy coming in really, really strongly. Mid-month, definitely seeing some decisions coming in for you. You need to make some decisions here that are really pulling from your wisdom, from your past experiences. And I believe this, whatever's being highlighted for you around that truth transcends illusion from Dragonfly, right? So cutting through that illusion, I feel like mid-month is when you're really going to be focused on that, like really cutting through the illusion and facing whatever you need to face around this energy and really finding ways to start stepping up and into your own throne of your own life. You know what I'm saying? And like really start showing up in passion, in drive, motivation too. Inspiration is really the word, right? Like whatever inspires you, take that and run with it. Maybe not this month. Like this month is, again, it's more about like the exploration process, but this, the exploration process is preparing you for this next big adventure. And so I feel like this is going to be the time for that exploration. And I feel like mid-month is when you're really cutting through those illusions. You're really starting to see like, okay, I've been doing this for 10 years and this is not me. Like I'm doing this for somebody else, but this is not my dream. So how can I start to, you know, start doing something a little bit differently so that I can start moving towards the direction of what my dream actually is? You know what I mean? And really kind of honor that. And it's never too late. You know, it's never too late. You can start doing this process at 99 if you want. It's never too late to step into your life path, to your energy, to your purpose. You know, I feel like we show up to purpose every single day, whether we know it or not. And some of the challenges we face help us to see more clearly what our purpose is and, you know, and what we came here to do and accomplish and how we came here to use our gifts. So I feel like 33 is you're really going to get some clarity mid-month around that. And it doesn't just have to be around like career and purpose. It can also be around like how you show up for relationships, how you show up to yourself. Do you need to set better boundaries? Whatever the case may be, but it's all very much supported at this time to really cut through what isn't yours and shed those layers to allow yourself that, you know, to emerge, right? What's interesting is end of the month is when I see you starting to like pack and get ready for this next big adventure. It's like, this is really fast moving energy, even though we're in a slow moving energetic month, but it's kind of like the creative life force comes in really, really strongly at the beginning of the month. And then you've got some illusions to cut through and kind of like trim the fat a little bit. So you can kind of see like what you're working with and what you want to be working with. And then I feel like you're going to have some opportunities for some new big adventures, end of the month in leading into February. And, you know, you don't want to do it from a place of naivety. You want to do it from a place of where, you know, you've explored, you've laid the sort of the groundwork, you've outlined on the map where it is you want to go. You might not have all the answers and that's okay, but you have a sense of the direction you want to move into. So again, you're going to be using your knowledge, your wisdom, your logic, your intuition, all of those things this month to figure out the direction you want to move into and how to start that process. Remember, it's a journey, not a sprint. And so this is the month for unlocking new things, new sides of yourselves that or new sides of yourself that maybe you weren't aware of, or maybe you were aware of it, but you didn't know how to tap into it and let it shine. And this is like getting that wheel in motion, starting that whole process. And so this is really, really beautiful. It is going to cause, you know, it's going to require you to pull from your inner strength. It's not necessarily easy to start a new adventure, especially when you're comfortable where you're at, especially where, you know, if you're in your zone, where if you're just very, very comfortable. Sometimes it's like, why would I want to like uproot everything? And I'm not saying you should uproot everything, but why would I want to make changes to a situation that feels very, very comfortable? And what I would say to that is, does your soul feel alive? You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to feel comfortable, but also feel stagnant. You know what I mean? Like where you're not progressing any further. Your soul's just kind of, you're just kind of there type thing. And what are you actually getting from that other than quote unquote comfort and a sense of security? Again, remember, truth will transcend the illusion. And so it may be this month that you start to see where, okay, before I thought I was really comfortable in this situation, but the truth of the matter is that was that comfort, that stability was an illusion. And I'm actually really unhappy and I really need to make some changes here. And I feel like you're going to have some opportunities to start that process. And especially at the end of the month, you can start to see like the direction you want to move towards. And again, you can start that process. So this feels like a very powerful internal month for you all. Again, I don't feel like this is an action-oriented month. I feel like this is when it comes to external things, I feel like this is going to be like gaining clarity, seeing the truth of the matter, seeing the truth of yourself, and then starting to explore and create some kind of a plan or a process of how you want to move forward so that you can really embrace that side of yourself, right? Your inner truth. And then how can you build upon that and shed those layers that just are holding you back? So, and again, remember, you're just sort of this is the initiation. This is like the starting to see clearly, like the clouds are starting to part. You're starting to get an idea. Don't feel like you have to rush the process. Don't feel like you're going to like, this is going to come in and all of a sudden everything is going to be uprooted and changed. It doesn't need to work that way, right? Like manifestation is often a slow process. It's something we have to put effort in and then wait for the universe to do its part. And then the next breadcrumb comes and we take that breadcrumb and we move forward a little bit further. So this doesn't seem like a fast-moving process. This feels like a journey, but it's a new adventure. And so, and it's one that at the end of the adventure, before you start the next adventure, you'll be showing up in a way that feels so good for you that you'll be so glad that you took the adventure, that you said yes to it. So this is a powerful month, I think, for you all in January. So definitely, again, just because the energy is there doesn't mean that we are going to use the energy or make it work for us. You could stay in your comfort zone, and that's fine too. However, whatever works for you, but you will know. Only you will know. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.